심경, 분위기. 전략 적용 기출 1.
The waves were perfect for surfing. Dave, however, just could not stay on his board. He had tried more than 10 times to stand up, but never managed it. He felt that he would never succeed. He was about to give up when he looked at the sea one last time. The swelling waves seemed to say, "Come on, Dave, one more try." Taking a deep breath, he picked up his board and ran into the water. He waited for the right wave. Finally, it came. He jumped up onto the board, just like he had practiced. And this time, standing upright, he battled the wave all the way back to shore. Walking out of the water joyfully, he cheered, "Wow, I did it!"
Before I could get off my horse, I heard a disturbing sound. Charlie heard it too. He stopped abruptly and backed quickly away from the sound. The rattling sound seemed to echo down the river. As I turned my head, I caught a glimpse of a brown and gray curled creature. The rattlesnake was in position to strike. Fear gripped my heart and it pounded furiously. My hands began to sweat and my legs were trembling. I knew any slight movement might make the deadly snake strike. I had only one choice, to get Charlie out of danger. He had the same idea. He spun quickly, avoiding the rattlesnake's attack. As we reached a safe distance, my heart rate began to slow to its regular rhythm. I patted Charlie's head and said, "Good boy, you saved my life."
전략 적용 독해.
1. Hogan had already been walking for hours along the sand track, but there was no trace of any creature. Besides, he had drunk the last remaining drop of water an hour before. When he struggled to walk, he did nothing more than send up little clouds of dust. The dunes stretched as far as the eye could see, motionless, on either side of the track. Nothing was left but the dazzling sand with its millions of tiny broken grains and dry stones that crumbled away in layers. No trucks passed, no aircraft ever appeared in the immense sky. The nothingness was so great that it could not even be called solitude any longer. It was like floating on the ocean, thousands of miles from land, while tiny waves sweep forward in ripples.
2. When Lucas joined the Navy, his duty station was near Panama City Beach. One day, his friend Julia decided to swim out to a sandbar about 150 yards off the beach. As he watched Julia swim away, he had a sense that things might not go well since the current was strong that day. He swam after her. She made it about 70 yards before there was trouble. Thankfully, he soon caught up with Julia, who was struggling in the water. Every time he got close enough to help, she pulled him under. Lucas thought both of them could drown if he reached for her at that moment. Finally, he let her wear herself out to the point that she was so tired that she couldn't stay above water. Lucas had to let her drown to help her. When she was completely exhausted, he tried to grab her.
3. A tear rolled down Lindsay's cheek. She thought she had put her favorite toy, Blue Bunny, in her bag before she went to school this morning. But it wasn't in her bag. She had show and tell in class today, and she didn't have the only thing she needed. She was afraid her teacher, Mrs. Klein, might be angry that she had forgotten to bring it. she quickly searched the classroom and checked her bag one more time. Her precious blue bunny was a gift from her father, who worked overseas. It was nowhere to be found. Just then, Mrs. Klein appeared in the doorway. "Mrs. Klein," Lindsay cried, "I can't find my toy to show in class today. I'm sorry." Mrs. Klein smiled gently. She was holding the toy. "Oh, Mrs. Klein, thank you. I thought I had lost Blue Bunny." Lindsay felt calm and comforted now that she had her toy again.
Four. Maria came in with an armload of books, and she almost made it to the check-in desk only to fall. As she scrambled to pick up the scattered books she had dropped, I noticed right away how cute she was, and I couldn't help but stare. When she looked in my direction and our eyes met, a frown came across her face, and she said in a loud whisper, "What are you looking at?" Without speaking, I quickly got up from the table and was kneeling at her side after a few quick steps. Maria was red-faced with embarrassment. I helped with the books that were spread out, but she never looked up, nor did she say a word until we had all the books on the desk. Then she turned with a thin half-smile and whispered, "Thanks, that was nice of you." Our eyes met again, and her beautiful blue eyes captured my heart right then, and my mouth was instantly disconnected from my brain. I just stood there, lost for those 2 seconds, and my whole world changed.
5. The temperature was cool as I sat on the porch swing. I felt a sweet contentment as the birds filled the trees with their twittering sounds. There were no shadows yet, as the sun had not come up over the mountain, but it was getting light, and I knew it wouldn't take long for it to show up. The smells from inside the cabin filtered out as the door opened. Carla, my wife, eased out on the porch with 2 cups of hot chocolate. She handed them to me and then said, "I'll be right back." She scurried back inside. Seconds later, she returned with a quilt. She settled and then leaned against me with the quilt now spread over her and across me as well. I handed her a cup, then gently set the swing in motion. The smell from the lightly steaming cups filled my nose. A smile curved my lips, and I felt at peace with the world.
6. My 4-year-old daughter, Pamela, came home from kindergarten in a state of excitement and said that she could read. She had been at kindergarten for 2 weeks. I smiled as parents do when they think their child is cute and told her not to joke. She opened her bag and picked out Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, one of her favorites, and read it aloud to me word for word. I was beside myself. 2 weeks at kindergarten and she can read. That's amazing, I thought to myself. At the same time, I wondered, is it possible to read just in 2 weeks? After giving Pamela some snacks and drinks, I asked her to read the book once more for me, and she said yes proudly. Hoping she could read it, I opened the book to a random page and showed it to her. She started to read it, and it didn't take long to realize that she was just reciting it from memory. She was reading the story from the start, even though I had opened to a different page. How stupid I am! She is just 4 years old. I just comforted myself.